Today we have a question from Paula. Paula writes in and says, I don't feel comfortable in my life, my job, my relationship, and friendships. Something always feels fake or put on, but I just can't put my finger on what it is. Does this make any sense? Do you have any suggestions? Hey, Paula, it makes perfect sense. I mean, perfect sense. This is, for me, all about the idea of finding authenticity in your life. We've all heard this word thrown around, but I have committed an entire podcast to what authenticity really means because I think it's kind of confusing. And to me, authenticity means the opposite of Paula's comment, right? That you actually feel comfortable in your life. You feel comfortable in your job. Things don't feel fake or put on. There's something about your life that is very comfortable to you. So I want to take you back for a minute and ask a question. I wonder, is there a moment in your life, in your childhood, where you remember doing something that just felt so wrong? Let me give you an example. For me, it was this itchy handmade wool sweater that had an equally matching itchy hat from Cape Cod that was like my break point. My mother bought it for my brother and I, and she thought it was super cute or whatever. But for some reason, that hat and sweater, I just couldn't have felt more uncomfortable. I don't know what it was. It just felt like I was wearing an outfit like a clown. I felt ridiculous in this thing. Do you remember a moment in your life, in your childhood, where you did something, whether it was at wearing an outfit to school that your family forced you to wear, or getting up and giving a talk that you just felt so uncomfortable and you knew what you were saying, you know, didn't resonate, didn't make sense to you, or joining a club or a group where you just thought, God, I don't know why I'm here. This isn't for me. This is all of the ways in which when we're younger, we do things that don't feel authentic. From my sweater, it went on to a series of attempts to match my internal sense of self with the choices I made in the world outside of me. You know, it was the 80s when I was in high school and people had to pick between big hair and black and white clothing, right? I went with the black and white clothing, if you're curious. That felt very authentic to me. I just wasn't that big hair kind of girl. And in college, you know, it continued. You have to pick your classes. Which ones make sense to you? Is this the class that makes sense? Or are you doing it for a bunch of reasons because family, you know, feels that that's what you, quote, should do, right? So I took philosophy, and that really, once again, was a good decision for me. But I had to endure these ridiculous comments like, hey, Laura, so if a tree falls in the forest, does it make a sound? And you know, for the record, that's actually a really complicated question, although people make fun of it. But honestly, like, right, there were a bunch of things that were harder questions. Who to marry, what career, how to set up a life, and how do you keep choosing things that make sense for you, that don't feel like that itchy sweater? And it feels like the philosophy choice that even though people are making fun, it really it made sense to me, and I stuck with it. So I'm going to read you a quote, Paula, from Marianne Williamson. She says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are more powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us, right? And what I think she's speaking to is, you know, are you in a life that doesn't feel right to you because you feel like you should be there? Is it the fear of the unknown that keeps you there? Or is it the fear of truly being yourself, of saying, you know what, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm just going to stop wearing that itchy sweater, stop doing anything that doesn't fully express myself, right? From my haircut to my friends, to my relationship or my job, I do what moves me into my light, into my power, not what diminishes me and makes me feel like I'm not living my life. So my suggestion to you, Paula, is to ask yourself a question, right? Why are you doing the things that don't feel quite right? Is there some other path for you? Are these things that you're doing because somebody has told you along the way that it's the right way to do it, but it's just not the right way for you? I hope that helps. Send a note. Let me know how it goes. But I really challenge you to find your deepest self by making those little choices every day that feel right. As always, if you like what you hear, please hop over to iTunes, hit subscribe, leave a review, and thank you so much for listening.